Get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a Groomsman Party Pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a Gentleman's Choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892 of serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Got a crowd to feed? Big game watch party? Office lunch, Mellow Mushroom Clemson caters any event, big or small, from stone baked pizzas to wings, salads, hoagies, and more. With gluten-free and vegan options, we have everyone covered. Call ahead or order online. Delivery available at mellowmushroom.com or swing by 1007 Tiger Boulevard and let us bring the flavor. Mellow Mushroom Clemson, pizza, beer, and vibes that make every event unforgettable. Mellow Mushroom Clemson.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation? Because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation. And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlonliving.com.
Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in the heart of Anderson showcases the very best in cards, from sports to Pokemon. Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles invite you to buy or sell. They offer hard-to-find cards, and they buy collections as well. Collectibles and cards are a great pastime for families, and you never know, you just might have or find that once-in-a-lifetime valuable card. See Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in the heart of Anderson, right next to Mama Penn's, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7, Sundays by appointment.
Yeah, let's move. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a condo hotel in Lake Hartwell, located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy-down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499,000, and three bedrooms from $690,000. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's unique concept blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, it's amazing, a pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field, the Tua Tagovailoa field, for families to enjoy an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. You really need to see it. It's amazing. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, or in the case of most of the two- and three-bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their condo so they can use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms, depending on the unit. Great for Clemson Clemson parents who just want a nearby place to visit their college student. And all the biggest names in Clemson football lore are behind this project. So they're there. They hang out there. 888, they live there. 888-786-3648. 888-786-3648. It's Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Coach Brad Brown now joins us now. Coach, welcome back, Coach. Good to have you as always.
Yeah, good to be with you, Walt.
You know, Coach, your hand-signed basketball that we auctioned this year went for more than it ever has before. It's going up every single year. Brad Brownell's stock way, way up. Brad Brownell's signature on basketballs in Tigers for Tots' auction, huge money raiser now, Coach. Thank you so much.
Well, that's a great cause, so I'm glad we were able to help in some small way.
It is.
Dabo and Kath have done a phenomenal job with that. As we all know.
Yeah, they have. And our station has done a fabulous job as well.
Absolutely.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you about two generic issues before we get going on basketball. Semi-related. Every day, it seems like we have more stories, and there were several reports today of expanded gambling investigations involving college basketball players, more schools. It's been suggested now that this number is going to go beyond 100. How do you handle this with your players? It was also recently there was a move afoot to allow players to gamble on professional sports. That's been tabled for the moment. How do you handle this? And this is a whole new world age order in NIL and portal, and now there's another thing to worry about.
Yeah, it's scary. To be honest with you, we talk about as a staff, like, you know, you have no control. And, unfortunately the world we live in now, it's being promoted so much. And obviously where it's at a time when our players have never had more money.
Right.
And, you know, it obviously goes on college campuses, you know, and now you see it everywhere on TV, and you know, it's really hard. We certainly talk to our players about it. And then, you know, as a university, the athletic department usually brings in a speaker or two to try to talk about it. But at the end of the day, there's no great safeguard. I mean, there just isn't. And if people want to get to your people, they're going to try. And you just have to hope that your guys are going to make good decisions. But it's certainly something that, you know, this has happened in our sport, you know, long time ago, but it's been something that's happened. I don't want to say regularly, but enough that it's always been a concern, and it just feels like our sport is such that you can, you know, you can do small things to affect games. And so it's something that is very scary. And really there's no safeguard. Again, as I said, I think we just try to talk to our players and have real communication with them about honest topics as often as we can.
And then recently another issue popped up, and that's G League recruitment with London Johnson going to an ACC school in Louisville, and they're actively involved in the recruitment of another player. Several other major coaches around the country, like Tom Izzo, et cetera, have spoken out fairly vehemently against this. But again, is this just not the way of the world? And if it's going to be the way of the world, do you have to open yourself up to it?
Well, I think number one, the thing that was so strange or disappointing, however you want to talk about it, is nobody was aware of it. And
yeah,
then all of a sudden somebody sees that this is going on, and that's kind of, you know, where we are a little bit in this time of college athletics. It's like everybody's trying to look for an angle. You know, the NCAA is scared about being sued. You know, we have foreign players that, you know, are older and certainly have played some level of professional basketball. Maybe they got paid, maybe they didn't get paid, who knows. And so I think that's the justification for somehow this being allowed. Obviously, I don't love it. I don't love the thought of it. I'm, you know, even some of the international stuff I don't love, because I know some of these guys who are 21 years old that come or have probably played some professional basketball, and you know, we're just taking away from opportunities of high school kids, and I really don't like that at all. We're already doing it with the transfer portal, and now you just keep coming up with different things like this that make it even harder for young people to get scholarships and opportunities. And so I don't love it. Having said all that, you know, as a program, we're going to we're going to be competitive, and so we're going to look at every angle and see when situations, you know, are in our best interest, and then we would actively recruit people if we felt like it was a situation we could make work. You know, the one thing with those kinds of players, a lot of those players are going to, you know, expect big paychecks, and that's becoming even more challenging just for our program in the current situation with rev share.
Yeah, no question. All right, Coach, let's get to your team and this team. First of all, from a leadership standpoint, I think there are obviously some guys that you would expect to be leaders, R.J. Goffrey, Dylan Hunter. Is that one of the issues confronting this team? And of the new guys who are in the system, is it a Nick Davidson who's a more experienced guy? Are there other potential leaders of this team that you expect to sort of raise their hand during the course of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we always talk about in our program that leadership doesn't discriminate. You don't have to be the leading scorer or the team captain or, you know, even the head coach. I mean, you can be an assistant coach. You can be a manager. You can be a role player. You can be a walk-on and still have an impact in the program. And, you know, I think it's kind of to be determined. Certainly Dylan and RJ are the guys with the biggest voices right now. I think Nick Davidson, because of his experience, is one of those guys that is a very settling figure in terms of just he's played a lot of basketball and you know, seems pretty bright with picking things up in our system. And so I think he'll be helpful. You know, but it's interesting. It's just coaching this team has been, you know, different. It's not different than I thought it would be, but, you know, we have so many guys that are competing for playing time, and really there's not a lot of difference 1 through 10, 11. And so it's gotten very competitive. I think one of the big keys to our team is just trying to keep everybody together, understanding that, hey, we all need to play well together and support each other through the course of a long season. And sometimes that sounds easier than it is. Sometimes when you have, you know, five or six guys that are clearly better, everybody can kind of settle into their role,
right,
and it becomes easier for a Chase Hunter or Ian Sheflin or Hunter Tyson or PJ Hall as they're older to lead and kind of be the voice of your team. When guys are going in and out different minutes, all the different changes that we have, I think it makes it a little challenging. Having said that, our guys have been great. I've really enjoyed coaching them so far. I think we're all excited to get started, and they've been a very together group.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that element of role development because, you know, we've talked in the past when coaches want to know, you know, who their leading scorer is going to be and their second leading scorer and third leading scorer, and you can count on that every night. But this is a different bunch. It doesn't have that big name star right at the front like a PJ or any of the names you mentioned. So I would imagine that's a little bit different. So what about for you then, just getting to know this team? Where are you in that process, and how long do you think that's actually going to take? Because I would imagine you're still working through that.
Yeah, I think it's going to take, you know, the better part of November for us to figure out really, you know, because I think guys are going to react well or poorly in different situations, and it may be style of play, it may be level of competition, it may be, you know, how well you get off to a good start or poor start in a game, and how well do guys handle things? How well do guys handle playing 3 or 4 minutes, then get taken out, and somebody else goes in, and you know, how well do they handle that mentally in terms of being able to go back? And because we have some guys that have played at that mid-major level that have been, you know, 30-minute players that have been primary guys, and because our freshmen are as talented as they are, you know, I'm committed to playing some of those guys. And so there's going to be, I've talked about it, it's going to be 9, 10, 11 guys out there for double-figure minutes. And so it's going to be a little different. And it's just going to take a little bit of everybody getting used to it. It's going to take our guys getting used to playing with each other. I think we're starting to see some of that, where guys kind of understanding a little bit better what each guy likes to do, and when they play with certain guys, what they think that guy, you know, does well. And we're kind of learning more about it ourselves as coaches, and how guys are reacting to different situations, pressure defense, pack defense, zone defense, all the different things, and who sees what, who's got great vision and feel, and maybe some other guys that maybe they score better, but they don't have as much feel for some other decision making. And so I think that's going to take us at least a month to kind of sort through it. But I do think we've made a lot of progress in the last month.
How about individually, because a lot of these guys came from different levels of basketball, and now they've stepped up a level.
Yeah, I think we're trying to figure that part of it out, too, just from the standpoint of, you know, we didn't really play anybody high major in the exhibitions or scrimmages, and so that's, you know, something we'll face certainly with Georgetown. And I think it's also just interesting to see, all right, how do we handle real games? And, you know, I think we'll handle them well. I'm very optimistic, but at the same time, I do think real games are different. And, you know, we have to see our guys play a little bit in some live action, see how they handle it, you know. And I'm hopeful that we're going to get off to a good start, have a good first week. Guys will get comfortable, make a couple baskets, you know, feel good about being a Clemson player and scoring in our system and style. But I think we've got to kind of wait and see on that until we consistently play some teams that are even more talented.
Yeah, it's very, really interesting situation with all these players coming from different levels and different systems. You know, from a standpoint of team defense, what about defensive communication with all these guys? I mean, is it R.J. Godfrey and Dylan Hunter? Are those the voices of defensive communication? I mean, it's always important in basketball, and it would seem like it's even more important when you have such a mix of guys.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And, you know, the young guys are the ones that are probably that don't communicate as often or as well. You know, in basketball, we talk about ELO, early, loud, and often. We want you to communicate. There's a ball screen, and, you know, you need to let the guy know early, you need to know loud, and you need to say it three times, right? Like, whatever your coverage is. And so high school guys don't have the habit of doing that. They're unsure. They're not sure exactly what to say. They don't want to say the wrong thing. So that makes it really challenging for them. So as you mentioned, Dylan, RJ, you know, Nick Davidson, I would say those three are the most vocal guys on the defensive end of the floor. The other guys are figuring things out, I think, for sure. But that part of defensive communication is critical. And, you know, I think our other guys will grow as they get more comfortable and as we get more game experience.
From an individual defensive standpoint, where is Zach Foster and Justin Porter? And where you and what do you need them to be? What's the next step for both of them?
Yeah, I think, you know, Justin, I think, is a little more used to guarding on ball than off ball, which, you know, that's just probably how he was coached. Maybe at middle, they're just a little more man conscious. We're trying to get him a little more, you know, rotation ready, and it's kind of a term we use. He's got to be a little bit more, he's got to anticipate a little bit better. We talk a lot about off ball position, vision, anticipation, and he's got to be a little better in that area. Zach, I think it's a combination of sustaining, I think, is just sustaining and being able to play hard longer. You know, I think he's pretty bright. He's got good length to help. His on-ball defense is getting better, but it's just sustaining the focus and concentration, especially off-ball, you know, which is common for most young players.
One thing I would think, if the plan is to play 10, 11 guys, every player who plays should give complete effort for every minute they're on the court. There should be – nobody has to save themselves if you're playing 10 or 11 guys. That should be an advantage.
Amen. Amen. And if you see somebody that's not, then we need to sub them out. Yell down to me at the game, and I'll get them out. That's been told to the team, that there's nobody, you know, is right now, there's nobody worthy of 30 minutes. And so you need to play as hard as you can, as long as you can. And then when you need to come out, you need to come out. And I think that's the best way for our team to be successful. It seems to have been that way in our two, you know, scrimmages. We're going to run with it here for a good while and see how it goes. So I think there's some energy that guys get from that, and I do think our guys are playing hard. And what we're asking them to do, playing with tempo on offense and pushing the ball and then also picking up full court and pressuring. I mean, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're ready to come out in 4 or 5 minutes. I mean, it's hard to play that way for very long. So that's been good, and we're trying to practice that way. It gets challenging because – you know, you just don't have enough guys in practice to be able to sustain it like you do need to for a game. But we've improved a lot over that the last, you know, 2-3 weeks.
Can you hang with me for a few more minutes? I have to take a quick break.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Coach Brad Brownell talking Clemson basketball. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, this is Dabo Swinney. In football, a strong connection between players wins games. In life, a strong connection helps everyone win. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet you can get, and it's backed by folks who live here and who care about doing things the right way. Whether it's game day streaming, working from home, or keeping up with family, Upcountry Fiber is your best play. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com. Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Okay, quiz fans, what's one word to describe Whataburger's new Prickly Pear Raspberry Whatafresher? Is the best word refreshing? Or does the real raspberry make you say tangy? Or perhaps the sweet prickly pear fruit is simply delicious? Actually, the only word to describe it is quenchy, tangy, sweet, chalicious. And that may sound like four words, but we used hyphens. Introducing new Whatafreshers from Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Available for a limited time.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shot, gonna snap, blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it, inside the 5, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Scared, Coach. I think
I was thinking that same thing, Coach.
He has no idea what's going on. Yeah, it is Halloween, Coach. I don't know if you noticed that. I know you've got a game to prepare for. Coach Brad Brownell, rejoin us. Coach, thank you for hanging in there with us. Just a few more things. I know you love the high-low game and the dribble handoff game and all that stuff. You seem like you have the pieces to be able to do that with Nick Davidson and company. Do you feel good about that element?
I do. I think that's a big strength of our team is Carter Welling and Nick Davidson and R.J. Godfrey, as you mentioned, all older players that, you know, they can all do different things, drive the ball from the high post, make a three, post around the basket. So that's where we start, and I think that, you know, that's been good to us, and that's kind of one of our foundation offenses. But we're also going to spread it out and do some four around one and five out at times with different lineups and different looks as we need to.
I know we move more towards positionless basketball, but I know you viewed Jake Wallin as a three before. Do you still view him as a three, or is it dependent on whether you go small or big?
Yeah, I think mostly three, but I do think there are times when he can play the four for sure, and mostly when we're playing against maybe even some of the, you know, mid-major teams that are a little smaller and faster, and they've got a four-man that you know, plays out on the perimeter, he can be a guy that can help match up along with Chase Thompson.
You know, he seems to really know how to play. He's got cuts. He's active. I mean, do you see him as a Hunter Tyson type? Is he a guy you expect to be able to rebound out of his area?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't think he rebounds as well as Hunter and doesn't shoot it as well as Hunter. Hunter was an elite player, obviously, but he's certainly capable of all that. And he, you know, he can make a couple threes. As you talked about, I think he has size to defend, which I think is going to be helpful for us against a lot of different teams. And then, you know, we're hopeful that he'll get in there and get his nose in there and rebound the ball some. So he's a pretty versatile guy. We're obviously excited that we have him.
I know this is going to be a little bit of defensive rebound by committee, and I know you want to run, and I know you know you can't run unless you get a clean defensive rebound. Who's the best defensive rebounder on this team in your mind?
Yeah, I think that's to be determined. You know, I think certainly all the big guys have opportunities and have it showed at various times that they all can do a good job in that area. I'm hopeful that we can get some of our guards and wings to rebound the ball as well because it just starts your break a little bit faster. And so I think that's one thing we've got to do a good job on. We've got to really emphasize guard rebounding and then I think our big guys will be pretty competitive in that area.
It also looks like some of these bigs can run the court, which I think is a big advantage if you want to go up and down some.
Yeah, we're trying to force that. You know, RJ, that's probably one of the best things he does is he puts pressure on the rim. Brent Steinauer is another guy who's a freshman. He probably won't play quite as much, but that's one of his great strengths, his ability to run for a big guy. Nick and Carter, I think, are improving in that area. As we're forcing them to do a little more of that. So, and obviously playing a bunch of guys and running guys in and out, I think we're optimistic that, you know, we can force our bigs to try to do that and put pressure on the rim, which I think is important in today's game.
I think this is the most exciting team. I don't know why. It's this mix of players from all over. I can't wait to see how you blend it. I'm imagining it's going to take some time, as you mentioned earlier, but I think it's really exciting. Let me just talk for a second about, you know, you were talking about the influx of foreign players before and guys who have played in foreign countries. You know, I'm looking at the team you're opening with, Coach, New Hampshire, and I see Greece, Egypt, Italy, Poland. I have no idea how you scouted these guys.
Well, that's challenging here early on is, you know, you don't have much film on people and everybody's got new rosters. And so you don't really know exactly what you're playing against all the time. It makes it harder. And, you know, so you know, you're going in a little bit, you know, you're a little uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie to you, Walt. It's not like you're in December or January where you've got 8 tapes of everybody and you've seen them against a bunch of different types of things. So, you know, but we're going to have to be sharp as a staff. I do think that's the one thing that we've got to make sure that, you know, it's not going to be as easy for us to make some of the adjustments that we've made throughout the course of the last couple of years just with the experience we've had. And so, you know, we got to really be on point and figure out maybe within our team who are the guys that, you know, think a little quicker and can react and make some decisions. And when you do make changes, you know, can they take that to the game? And that's something you don't really do as much until you get to the games. And so we've done a little bit of it, but anxious to see how guys handle all that.
And they've got a 6'10 guy from Greece, Coach, whose name sounds way too similar to Giannis of the Bucks.
That's right. That's right.
So
well, I don't think he's that.
No, I don't think he is either. I don't think he is either. But I just noticed the name sounds remarkably similar, both the first and last name, and
it's
6'10 from Greece. In any case, Coach, I can't wait to see it all get going. Congratulations on putting this team together. An amazing job by you and your staff, and really exciting time for Clemson basketball. I can't wait to see it get going. So we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Walt. Look forward to having everybody in Little John Monday and Friday, 7 o'clock. 2 big ones to start the year.
Let's go. Let's go. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Coach. That's awesome. You know, we didn't really talk about ball jamming or any of that. I was going to get into that. I think we already know the answers to that. And you know, but that's part of this plan. This plan is obviously to play 10, 11 guys, to go up and down, to run, to give every bit of effort while you're on the court, because you're only going to play 4 or 5 minutes, and then you're coming out. So, again, there's no excuse for anybody to dog it at all. Every minute, that's the big advantage of if you're going to play like this without you know, the star power, okay? You're not confronted with that, right? In other words, there's no P.J. Hall, there's no Hunter Tyson, there's no Chase. So none of these guys are going to play 30-plus minutes, all right? That's not the plan, you know? And if star power develops during the year, then that plan might change a little bit, and it probably will, because I don't think Brad knows all the answers yet. I think I asked him at one point, you know, how well do you know this team at this point? And how long will it take for you to know this team? And he indicated it's going to take through November. And I think that sounds right to me. Now, I have some ideas. I mean, I think that if I had to guess who the leading scorer of this team is going to be, I would probably guess Nick Davidson. But, you know, a coach also talked about the fact that he's going to play these freshmen a lot. He loves these freshmen, all right? He loves all of them. The one, the unspoken one, the Ace Buckner component. You know, he's talked about, that was one of the first things, going back two prior conversations when Coach brought up Ace Buckner. Then the last conversation, which was like a month after the first one, what he was saying about Ace Buckner evolved. It was initially defensive stopper, ball jammer, that type of thing, but, you know, great on-ball perimeter defender as a kid, super competitive guy. But the next conversation, the subsequent conversation, there was also more talk about Ace offensively and his speed and his quickness and his athleticism and all that stuff. So that's something to watch. But, you know, I asked him about the defensive element with Zach Foster and with Justin Porter, because I think that's what it's going to take for these guys to play bigger minutes. And I think you got the feel that both of them are a work in progress on that side of the court. Look, the most talented player on this team is Zach Foster. Right? He's the guy who has the potential to one day be a round one draft pick. It's just how quickly it all comes together for him. And we'll see. He's going to play right from the start. I mean, and I think my belief is, and I've said this before, that I think he's going to start at some point, and probably some point sooner than later. I mean, I think that's what's coming. And, you know, he's got to handle the defensive end of it because, obviously, you're going to play for Brad. You've got to handle the defensive end of it. But without the star power, the minutes are going to be largely broken up on a more even basis through 10 or 11 guys. And, again, that means every guy plays hard. You know, I asked him who was going to be the best defensive rebounder on this team because, again, you can't run without a clean defensive rebound. Every defensive possession ends with a clean defensive rebound, as does your ability to run the court, you know, whether it's an outlet pass or otherwise. And, you know, he indicated the guards are going to have to rebound too. There's a lot of size on this team, but we're going to find out what type of rebounders there are. Like, for example, I mean, I've compared Nick Davidson. I think facially he looks just like him. Body type-wise, he looks just like him. And I think skill set-wise, he's a lot – he's a little Danny Ferry-like. And I'm not saying he's Danny Ferry, but he's a little Danny Ferry-like in almost every element. But I don't think Nick is a great natural defensive rebounder. I mean, I think he's more of an adequate defensive rebounder. He knows how to play. See, one thing I didn't get to with Coach and I wanted to was basically, you know, the thinking basketball part of it. Because I think he's got some guys who think the game. Like, I think Nick Davidson's the guy who thinks the game. He knows how to play. He's a really good passer for a guy who's 6'10". You know, he can put the ball on the ground. He can put the ball on the floor. He can face up from the three-point line. I think he has low block skill. He can play with his back to the basket. He's got an array of little shots around the rim. I think he's a thinking man's player. So I think he's sort of your basketball plug-and-play type of guy. We're going to talk more about this. We're not done. Before we do any of that, let me take care of some business. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Listen, nobody does it like Gilstrap. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of the business comes from previous customers and referrals. Look, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor who has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. You know, they did Daredevil's roof, then everybody in the whole neighborhood wanted them to do their roof as well. This is the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate since 1935. What did your neighborhood look like in 1935? Who knows? Gilstrap was still doing roofs back then. Family owned and operated four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. How many roofers can state that? Fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. You'll 100% thank me later. They are absolutely the best. Also, before we get a break, we need to catch up. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. I mean, speaking of the best, Lake Kiwi Auto Group, now is the time to get the best deals of the entire year. It is saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. Look, if it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Waltip Tula Road Rage. A little more Clemson basketball on the other side. Then we'll get to more college football talk. We'll go through the U Pick 'em games and break all those down, etc. Quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Jed said, I saw them in the Presbyterian exhibition. They can really defend as a group. Well, yeah, Jed, that remains to be seen, quite honestly. A Presbyterian's not a good test for that. I mean, I think the defense against Presbyterian was fine, but there are bigger challenges ahead, and we're going to find out. I mean, I think there are obvious questions in that regard. Again, I think defensive communication, as I brought up with Brad, is going to be an issue. And Brad talked about the fact that, yeah, you know, RJ and Dylan and maybe Nick Davidson do a decent job in that regard, but that the younger players are not as yet. And also, again, I think that specifically in relation to the guard spot, you know, I asked him about the individual defense of those two players, and Brad indicated, yeah, there's a lot more to go in that regard. So, you know, I think we need to wait and see. I mean, you know, listen, part of what is going to go on through the month of November is role development. Some of this stuff, I hate this word, but some of this stuff will occur organically as players begin to figure out the players that they're playing with and, quite honestly, who the better players are, because I think that's part of this process. You know, right now, this looks like a group of 11, all right? But having said that, as this season unfolds, it will still be a group of 10 or 11, but there will be more defined roles. And as that starts to happen, you will see sort of a hierarchy develop. In other words, like right now, you can't really say with certainty who this team's leading scorer will be, who the second leading scorer will be, who the third leading scorer. And again, if you have 10, 11 guys contributing, it might not matter, as it normally would with most teams. Most coaches in basketball want to know who their leading scorer is going to be, their second leading scorer, their third leading scorer. They want to know from game to game they can count on that. You know, and Clemson has had that in recent years. You know, whether it's a PJ Hall or a Hunter Tyson or a Chase or, you know, or an Ian, you knew where your offense, Victor, you knew where your offense was going to come from. I don't think that Brad or anybody on the staff would admit to that at this point. You know, and so that's part of role development. So in other words, even though with 10 or 11 guys playing, you might not know the answers to that yet, at some point you're going to. At some point you're going to know who the leading scorer on this team is. At some point you're going to know who the second leading scorer on this team is. And again, I have some beliefs. I mean, I think going in, that it's likely, to my way of thinking, that Nick Davidson is going to be the leading scorer on this team. Now, again, that could change with Zach Foster's development rate at whatever point he develops, because I think he has superstar potential. It's just an issue of when it comes. And I like the fact that even though he's explosive and he's talented on offense, he plays under control. So, you know, we have all these elements of this basketball team. I think this is a team that's got the depth and the ability to jam the basketball and to make it difficult for teams to get the ball up court, to make it difficult for teams to get into their offense in an appropriate manner with the shot clock, and to start their offense out higher, which is what you want to do. You want to force opposing offenses to start higher than they want to. That results in hurried possessions and bad shots. And that's what you want to be able to do defensively. Again, we're not there yet. We're not. We need to see some of this develop, and I can't wait to see it unfold. This is a really interesting group of players with, I think, a lot of flexibility. And, you know, one of the other advantages is if a guy isn't playing well, obviously there are a bunch of other guys you can put in. And he can play with a – he can go small, he can go big. There's a lot of size on this team. I think there's a lot of skill. I think there's I think there's some guys who think basketball – and who know how to play the game that have high basketball IQs. I think Nick Davidson has a high basketball IQ. I think Dylan has a high basketball IQ. I think he knows how to play. And I think RJ has really come on in all that, in all those ways. I also think that Jake Wallin knows how to play. And by the way, that's how you pronounce his name. It's Wallin, for those who want to know. I think he understands how to play. I think some of these bigs understand just basic basketball. They understand how to cut. They understand how to make a basket cut. They understand not to just stand there. So, you know, when you talk about Clemson running high-low and dribble handoffs and all the things Clemson wants to do, and by the way, they're not doing that exclusively. But when you talk about those elements, I think the pieces are there to be able to execute these things and to do these things. This is, honestly, to me, there have been teams that I knew were good in recent years under Brad, and they've been great to see. And there have been some magical runs. But in some ways, this team to me is just more interesting. And I don't know what interesting means. Like before the year, I said there were college football teams that I thought were most interesting. You know, and some of them might have been train wrecks. You know, Georgia was on that list. I thought they were interesting. I thought North Carolina was obviously interesting. That's been more train wreck-like, although there are some subtle signs of improvement there. But from a basketball standpoint, I mean, this team is interesting. Like I'm not going to walk too far out on the limb and make any projections with this team. Do I think that there's a chance that they're going to be better than the ACC media selection for them? Yes, I do. In fact, I expect them to be better. I'm thinking more like fourth or fifth. I'm not buying the middle of the pack stuff. I think there's real talent and ability here. And I think it's just an issue of blending it and seeing it come together. And again, I don't think that's going to happen magically or happen overnight. I think that's going to take some time. Jed says, I think Carter Welling knows how to play. He can pass it as well. Look, the only thing with Carter Welling is his readiness, you know, and Carter Welling is, he might be the best athlete on the team. Carter Welling is a 6'10 guy who, I watched all of his previous college film. I mean, this dude can yoke on your head, and he could do it from the middle of the foul lane or above. I mean, he's a really good athlete, but he was, you know, obviously behind because of the foot injury, and that affected his conditioning, and he's been catching up gradually. But Carter Welling has ability. I mean, Carter Welling was the defensive player of the year in his league. Now, it's a different league, and you're talking about leveling up here. For a lot of these guys, this is a different level of basketball, and, you know, there's going to be an adjustment period. Carter Welling has the athleticism to be able to do that. Now, again, he's got to be fully functional, and I think he's still a little bit in catch-up mode in that regard. But listen, When Clemson landed Carter Welling, I was enormously excited, and still am. I think Welling's potential, and I think Welling long term has the ability to do some other things. I think when he's right and completely healthy, and he's made these adjustments, I think he has the chance to be really good in ball screen coverage. I thought Victor was good in ball screen coverage. PJ, that wasn't a strength. You know, players have different strengths and weaknesses. So it's going to be really interesting to watch, really interesting to watch it all unfold. You know, it's funny, Roy, because I mentioned to him, I said, you know, you were talking about foreign players earlier. I said, this team you're playing, I said, I don't know exactly how you scout them. Because, look, last year New Hampshire wasn't good, but they had three guys who were sort of made up the core of their team. They were the guys who scored. Only one of those guys, David Poser, who's a 6'4 forward, is back. This is basically an entirely different team. And they've got dudes from every foreign country imaginable, Ramona. Five different foreign countries, Ramona. Greece, Egypt, Italy, Poland, and Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
So they have dudes from absolutely everywhere. And quite honestly, I have not had a chance to watch the film on all these guys. Because first of all, I don't think there is much film on any of these guys. So I have not had a chance to watch their film. I'm not particularly worried about them. They did import some size. It's a bigger team than it was last year. So, you know, that's what you do find with some of these smaller programs. Now, you find that they go out and they find size. And they're going to have that. They're going to have some size. So we'll see how their size competes with Clemson. It's just... Yeah, you know, it's a good game to start the season, and I expect Clemson to take care of business. And this is going to be, like I said, a really fun team to watch. But I'm telling you right now, Brad thinks, and it's obvious, that this is his best freshman class ever. I think that's what he thinks, and I think he's right. I can't wait to see this freshman class play. This is not just the portal players. I can't wait to see this freshman class play as a whole. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting bunch. Speaking of incredible, let me tell you about my friends. I jumped from interesting to incredible, Ramon. I had to because interesting just isn't going to get it done. Carson's is way more than interesting. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want a great dinner with friends, they're open every day. Basically, they're always open. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the fried catfish sandwich, the smoked ribs, the honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs, the golden fried chicken tenders, the Monterey chicken sandwich topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. That sandwich is to die for. Trust me, it's amazing. Hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers. The fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter. I'd kill for those right now, especially alongside a steak. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, the best of the best. Cooked to perfection. Try the New York strip or the ribeye. Strawberry shortcake. Carson's is accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, birthday parties, graduation celebrations, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. Open 11 to 9 Monday to Thursday, 11 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, and 11 to 9 on Sundays. That's pretty much always open. West 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, 864-226-9400, 864-226-9400. I promise you will thank me later. So look, I'm really excited. Robert, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. I'm really excited about this basketball team. I'm excited about their potential. I'm excited to see their journey. In other words, look, I'm not under any illusions, all right? I don't think this team is going to be just great out of the box. I don't think that's possible. I think these pieces are going to have to blend, find their roles, find their voices, find their defensive communication voices. I think all these things are going to take some time. And I don't know exactly how long. You know, I asked Brad that. I asked him, you know, whether he knows this team yet and how long it will take him to know this team. And he said, you know, probably at least through November. And I think that makes sense to me. I think that's right. So, you know, if you're expecting them to win every game at the start, I wouldn't expect that. I would expect some growing pains as they learn to play together. And look, I think some of these things that knock you down are going to make you stronger. But what's fascinating to me about this team is the potential, because I think the potential is very high. And I think from a style of play standpoint, they're going to be a really fun team to watch. So I'm very excited about Clemson basketball. I'm excited about Zach Foster and the young players. I'm excited about Chase Thompson. I'm excited about Ace Buckner. Let's friggin' go. Walt Tip to the Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Have you received a service area reduction letter telling you that your plan is going out at the end of 2025? We can help. Are your prescription drug costs too high and you don't know which way to turn? We can help. Do you have a so-called agent already who you can't get in touch with? We can help. Are you just cotton picking tired of having to make the choices and fight the battles by yourself? We can help. We are independent Medicare insurance agents who sell and service the Big Seven companies and all of their plans. We do not have a dog in the hunt and will change you anytime that you have a right to change and a need to change. Additionally, all of our help comes at no charge to you. Give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. We are truly in this together.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations, and now it's your